other opportunities.
Apostle, I have hope with names.
I'm going to have a sermon back.
Together with Pastor Foster.
I'm going to have a sermon back.
And our Bible reader, Teacher James.
We
love you all.
In the name of the
Lord Jesus,
Son of
the living God,
thank
you for committing yourselves
to
seeking God in the Holy Book.
Like Isaiah
34:16 tells us,
look in
the book of the Lord and read,
for none of
them will miss its mate.
For
the mouth of the Lord is
commanded it, and
the Holy Spirit moves on to gather
as he gathered
this holy book.
And even every
scriptures we are allotted of each other.
So each one will come
with another.
So why you can have your better?
Now they will be moving on.
And we see
the true seekers of God.
The
kingdom of God and the righteousness
of
the kingdom of heaven.
How they
remove the seals on this holy
book.
The book of God.
Bible,
the holy book.
They
bring the light of total understanding of all truth.
We are going
to pass move on to honor God, the
Father
in heaven, the Son and the Holy Spirit.
And move on when it comes
to armies of angels,
move
on to lead us
in
this good work.
Because
of the kingdom of God
and
righteousness,
the
kingdom of heaven.
Let's
stand on our feet.
Is it tough for you to reach
Father Almighty, thank you for the good moment you've given
us.
Give you glory and
honor. Thank you
for the moment of today you've given
us. And
not only for us alone,
but
on behalf of the many,
those
all over the entire world. Thank you, the Father in heaven.
As
the Lord Jesus told us,
Matthew 23:9,
do not have any other Father on the world.
For
your Father is one in heaven.
We too
will give you back glory and honor. And
we
fight.
Okay, we
get back our home in heaven.
That
truly our home is in heaven.
That
your Father, you are in heaven.
And
we
look
on this world, we are strangers.
We
have to head our journey.
We
get back to heaven.
And
thank the Lord Jesus.
You
showed us the way to pass
through. You
told us in
John 14:6.
Is the way, the truth, and the life.
He is open to come out of the
way we can pass to get back to you.
Glorify
him, give him glory and honor.
We
thank you, our Father. You loved us
much. You
gave up your Son that he can save
us.
John 3:16. If you believe,
you
accept your word.
Come out for you,
that's the Lord Jesus.
We have said the way we
Romans 8:14. Not only let us for this generation,
but
many of the brethren in the past generation.
Right now,
come the stage to preach.
We do
request the Holy Spirit
to lead
us.
We do
reach our home in heaven.
And
to lead those who came
next
to
us.
To reach the coming of the Lord Jesus.
We ask the
angels.
Is there
been serving all years?
To
Yes, you must embrace Jesus so much.
So,
let's move on.
the seal of the spirit of counsel of God, the eye of counsel of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We will
move on.
The
seal of the spirit of counsel of God. What the eye of counsel of God. Why do we put it upon like that? And we say the eye of the counsel of God. We got to understand it. That these seven spirits of God, they are the seven eyes of God.
Speaks
in Revelations. He speaks in Revelation 5 and verse 6. And he says this.
Revelation
5 from verse 6.
Nenda wa wakati wa njebi. Nenda wa edina. Ne wakati wa wakati. Umwana wa edika. Nga imi nipi. Nga mwana na nge yatimo. Nga linawa yemi msamu. Na maso msamu.
Yes, he was praised Jesus so much.
When
he saw the form of the seven horns, on the seven lamps, even the seven eyes, as the lampstand appears,
and
they are the seven spirits of God.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus so much. Of the seven spirits, and
see
that the seven eyes of God. In Isaiah 11, verses 2, they speak of these seven spirits like this. Isaiah 11, verses 2.
And
if we have the Spirit of God,
I mean,
the midst of the lampstand.
Omoyo kwa magezi no kutegeya
tulina omoyo wa
understanding
on the word of which committee
on the right hand of the lampstand.
Omoyo kwa kutesa
mina kwa moyo wa kutesa
from the spirit of counsel
on the word of which committee
on the right hand of the lampstand.
Then omoyo wa
then the spirit of power
on the
right hand of the lampstand.
Omoyo kwa kumanya no kutia mukama.
Still have spirit of knowledge and fear of God.
Right
hand of the lampstand.
Yes, we are to
praise Jesus so
much.
These seven spirits, the Holy Spirit passed them to gather the Bible. They are the ones which make the series we are starting off.
Yes, we are to
praise Jesus so much.
Now
that's why it is.
Then
we see seal of the spirit of counsel, the spirit of counsel of God,
from
the eye of the counsel of God.
The Holy
Spirit always first saw as his eye is,
and
after he wrote down,
yes,
he
was
praised Jesus so much.
That's
why in Isaiah 16 and 17 speaks like this. None of them will miss its mate.
Then
it will move command by command. For the mouth of God commanded it. And the Spirit of God gathered them. But just as we told you,
when
the Holy Spirit's fullness appeared in seven spirits, that's why this time,
if no redeemer,
look much on the seal of the Spirit of counsel of God. The eye of the counsel of God. What scriptures form within it? And how can we be helped to move on and understand them? In verse
17,
it speaks this.
Isaiah
34, verse 17. Yes, we are with
breath. Jesus is
on. That was also what we were growing up. We were studying
the like we first saw how the still of the spirit of understanding of God.
What are you about?
We saw the rhythm and order of the world. The order which gathers a little here and a little there. Now God opened to unlock them these scriptures. The one follows the other.
And
it has a measuring line which it aligns itself. Put it is the rightful way it's meant to be. Connecting and bringing the understanding of God.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus.
So much.
Is it put in a place where it's not meant to be?
When
you subtract and add within it, and then you'll be captured.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
For
he speaks in Isaiah 28, 13, and he says,
Isaiah 28:13.
Yes, there is
so
much. So,
now they both 2 to 4 commands and above.
That's over possession.
If you made a mistake in that
war,
it's still been captured.
You
were born alive.
Even those scriptures
are 2 to 4 and above. If you mess up with that word, you're captured,
you make your work,
you break, you snared,
then
you break. You're cast in the lake of fire.
Was
subtracted from the word of God,
so
and to add within it, together with twisting things in it.
Yes, you are
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now, these words of the book of God,
the
Holy Spirit purified them 7 times, and move on past through the 7 spirits.
We've
used these songs many times. Psalms 12:6. Psalms 12:6.
Ebigambo bya Mukama ebigambo ebirongoofu. Nga twesengezebwa mu kyoto ku nsi, erongoosebwa emirundi 7.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Ebigambo bya Katonda nga biwandiikiddwa mu kitabo
ekitukuvu in the Holy Book, the Bible.
Byatukuzibwa mu mirundi 7.
They are purified 7 times.
Okuyita mu 7
ebyatukuzibwa. The 7 fruits of God.
So, why tulidde ebiri mu siri y'omuyogoteesa kwa Katonda?
They will look up to what is the seal of the spirit of the castle of God.
Ndi siri y'okuteesa kwa Katonda.
The eye of the castle of God.
Yakugamba kuli ku displace okwo kuna.
Tells us in Revelation 1:4.
Ayogera bw'ati.
And speaks this.
Revelation 1:4.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
They
come from the 7 spirits of God. Those before the throne of God. Now the word of God. Purified 7 times.
It's
prepared in 7 ways.
Remembering
the seal of spirit of counsel of God,
what's
fallen under the spirit of counsel. Just give you a sample and hope
about it.
The Bible is filled of the words from the spirit of counsel.
And
it is
someone
get filled of the spirit.
If
they can be filled with the word of God.
According
to the 7 aspects.
The
7 spirits of God.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus so much.
That's why
it tells in John 6:63.
Agamba
and he says this.
Yokani Sule Yomukaga, don't need
John 6, verse 63.
Omwoyo gwe guleeta obulamu, omubiri teguliko kye gugasa. Ebigambo bye mbagambye gwe mwoyo gwe bulamu.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Ebigambo byonna ebyabazima.
All words in the scriptures of truth,
biri mu mwoyo,
they are in spirit.
Wabuzula mwoyo ki?
But discover which spirit.
Mwoyo gwe musango gyakama.
The same spirit of God.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So sin yo kutakuta tusome yo kuguru.
Not just the letter we read for the staffies.
Rather, kulabulamba polisi yo kubijisi.
We want us to take Corinthians chapter 3.
Agamba kulina kuweleza yo kutu.
He said we shouldn't stop the letter.
Wabula tuweleza omo yali mbele yao.
We stop the script behind the scriptures.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
Sucha abaku nino denga.
But he explained and he said.
Ibigambo mye mbagamba.
We what I said to you.
We moyo.
A spirit and they are life.
So and you
don't just look at the letters in the Bible,
but you
can listen to the spirit
behind
it. In the scriptures of truth.
So let's read
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
That's
what it
says. 2 Corinthians
3 from verse 1.
Tujamla na tuo kwa hili ngeleza fika uwa tuwe te akibaruwa nga alana izo kute ngelezeri mwe uwa eziva jimuli onyili yogo kumi mwemuli baruwa ya fe ewani iki nti mwemuli baruwa ya fe ewani iki kwa mwemitima ya fe abantu kona jeva tegea jeva soma ngamula nisi kwa mwemuli baruwa ya Kristo fe jekwa waleza mwe Itawa nikibu, na wini, wakulu mwoye kwa katundu mwuramu.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Kulikutuweleze ligamu.
Every time we stop and minister this word.
Ligamu chakatona nga wichi.
As the word of God appears.
Na biti kituwa kusima.
And the spirits are taken off.
Nosokuru wino mwoyali.
You can hear the spirit in them.
Yo mwoyo kengini anuwa nika mwuku.
The real spirit writes them in you.
Atinofuke parua kituwa wiki tuweleza.
You become a letter by which we minister.
Ilache kituwa chakakasa nduwa weleza.
You see this proves that we minister on the world.
Yes, ilaha kuna mtubawa nikibu mpigamu.
For this word you have not written in them.
But in other words, that we know what is
up from the spirit you've done.
So, but you say that you
now this time,
I put the apostolism.
I want you to take off the seals from this book.
Yeah, we have a book back over your own.
You need to help you be able to hear the spirit.
I want you to have
the one in the word.
No, you're the book
of the Holy Spirit.
Look
at the spirit of castle of God.
You
can get things of the spirit of castle within you.
The
forms are to bring off in brief.
This is give
you fullness of scriptures of all truth.
Themselves
best in you to teach you
others.
The Holy Spirit together with you.
Both
are speaking in Corinthians.
Abakolosi ekyokubiri, essuula ey'okusatu, n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3.
Nti si ku bipande eby'amayinja, wabula ku bipande eby'emitima egy'omubiri. Olunyiriri olw'okuna. Era bwe tutyo, bwe twesiga Katonda ku bwa Kristo, si kubanga ffekka tulina obuyinza okulowooza ng'ekifo kye tuli. Naye obuyinza bwaffe buva eri Katonda.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
If we have years,
we have no right.
But we have to come here to be
our. We have the word we add in scripture.
What was that? We have to marry to
God. We think we brought some things which are ours.
What we have learned that for years have been very
important. All that right comes from God.
What we have to come here to be our.
The word of God perfected well.
The result is possible in only one.
Don't be purified 7 times.
We have to come here to
pass the 7 spirits of God.
In that manner, we will get to come here to be our.
Ngaba weleza venda gani mbia. Siwa weleza wanukuta. Wakula abuomu yu.
Ya tuye jisa.
You enable us.
Ya katona.
It's God.
Ministers
of the Old Testament. Those who serve the letter. But now we serve the Spirit. If you look in the Bible, you may see the letters in it. But we no more serve those letters. We serve the Spirit behind this letter. You can read a scripture and you know the Spirit falls into it. You know all scriptures are the Spirit. But we've seen the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And it appears the seven spirits of God. Now in that way, we can always understand the Spirit of counsel. Like we first came to the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding. Now we had to be able to reveal some of those in the Spirit of counsel. When they give with us, tells us Ecclesiastes 3,
if
we look at the Spirit of truth,
looks
outside.
Heavens
and earth, all move under seasons and times.
If you only go for your days
and focus on the Spirit of counsel,
it is your face
of the eye of the counsel of God.
That's
why he speaks with us like this. Most under the Spirit of counsel. Look at this Bible. That's what it spoke and they came to pass.
Which are in a bunch of
they are open to show us how they came to pass.
What about we have done?
And the those who came next right now.
I do want to wait again to put it in.
And the those going to be coming.
When
the Bible speaks, it speaks like that.
It's
three levels.
The
Spirit of counsel.
Maybe the are
of those which were, those which are,
maybe the end of
the those going to be coming.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Let's say they've seen that so much.
Many times people read the Bible.
To just what was up to God, to
have us speak over that word.
If you're writing so much,
and maybe you can read it happened, or it is happening,
or
it's going to be coming. Most of us, we just read.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so much.
Let's
first cut and move on here.
What is the story of Satan?
Ecclesiastes 3 verses 2. Repeat verse
1.
Ecclesiastes 3 verses 1.
Buli kintu kirike ntoko yacho na buli kigambo ekiri wansi w'eggulu kirike ekiseera kyakyo.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Buli kigambo.
Every word.
The
word of God is the major one. Everything we see has seasons. It happens and earth. And every word. That's why we've told you that this Bible
moves
in the Spirit of counsel. Even though it has all the other things.
Spirit.
But everything you read, the Spirit of Christ is meant to help you.
To
make you know that in what was,
where you
or what is,
where you are,
or what's going to be coming.
Here
is a big problem right here.
Let's think about what Shema Bible
when we read the Bible, we never think of this. Mentors just read about it. Can't know whether it was happening or it has happened or it's going to be coming. And the one who helped you understand that word, Spirit of counsel of God, the eye of the counsel of God. Praise Jesus so
much.
Don't say that those which were have no meaning. They benefit. Even those right now, they benefit. And even those going to be coming.
Well,
the Spirit of counsel of God.
Well,
that is where builds the everlasting memory of God.
Yes, he
raised Jesus.
Memory
is where he builds the You can look into things which were before. Look into those which are before. Even into those going to be coming. That's why he told John in the book of Revelations, chapter 1, verse 19. Revelations 1, verse 19.
Speaks of new heavens and new earth.
after passing all
heavens and earth which are there. And this new heaven and new earth, that's what is called above the heavens.
When he speaks
of the one going to come,
just
from new heavens and new earth, after the past way of heavens and earth which are. And the new heavens and new earth, those are what are called above the heavens.
Yes, you must
be raised Jesus so much.
So, our
spiritual counsel of God,
so
it first makes that criteria. And it gives us those which were above all the heavens. It gives us those which are
after
the creation of heavens and earth. It still gives us those going to become the new heavens and new earth.
When you look at passing
away from heavens and earth which are there, and the
new heavens
and new earth
is what
still upon above the heaven.
Yes, you must
be praised Jesus so much. But
when we come to the one
who is there today, maybe
one
of those which are. What is today? All things which are today, the
goodness
and other the fullness.
When
we come to the one who is today,
all
those which are today,
the goodness of the world,
the other the fullness.
If
we have three things there,
those
which have been there, those which are, those going to be coming.
It
shows us those which have been,
those
which are,
and
those going to be coming.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Absolutely.
Let's read Revelations 1:19.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
This
is what we told
you.
Even those which are today,
goodness
and heavens and earth which are. Till if the things shall be,
maybe
in those which are, those going to be coming.
The fruit
of castle separated them in the Bible to be able to understand them.
It's not the same
which is been very
easy
to read and take it off,
to
understand each word where it is.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. The first level is given us
in
those which were above the heavens in the beginning. And he gave us those which are
heavens
of heavens and earth and their fullness. And he gives us
those
going to be coming
in
the new heavens and new earth.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Then
it gives us three criteria.
Things
which have been, which are, those going to be coming. If you handle that,
and
you can answer everything under spirit of counsel.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus.
And that's what you do. Who
is God added over this?
So what
do re-emphasize it? As they get another microphone, give the members to tell me where they are been left behind.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Let's
give it Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1.
Buli kintu kiriko entuuko yakyo. Ekigambo ekiri wansi w'eggulu kiriko ekisinga kyakyo.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus so much.
Buli kintu kiriko entuuko
yakyo. It has its time.
Ekigambo ekiri wansi w'eggulu.
Everyone under the sun.
Kiriko entuuko
yakyo. It has its time.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus so much.
Kino bye tugambye. Omwoyo w'okuteesa gwakuŋŋaanyiza
byonna. This is why I told you the spirit of counsel gathers all.
Tukugamba omukundiro ogusooka.
I told you the first level.
Yasooka okulikulira ebyaliwo.
It must reveal us things which were.
Ebisinga wakulu we
kuno. Those called above the heavens.
Entandikwa.
In the beginning.
Mutendeero ogwokubiri.
And the second aspect.
N'atubikulira ebiriwo.
It revealed to us what is.
Okutondwa kwa kuonesi na mtuku
kwa hiyo. Yes, it has their fullness.
Then, mtendiro kwa kusa.
And the third aspect.
Nabi kula.
It reveals.
It gelo uja.
What is going to be coming.
Ngule rinja nese.
It gives effect and new art.
The part A.
That's the part A.
Then, the whole kila ku part B.
And when we head to part B.
Na wata, emili wole.
And got things which are today.
Yekurudensi no bidungwa
yekes up in their fullness
na tukira ko era mo mitendele isatu
and it divided in three aspects
na tuwa mibadewo
it gave us those which are being
na tuwa ebiriwo
and it gave us those which are
na tuwa ebigendo
kutya gave us also those which are going to come
na biri mukunense mwole
na tende effects and up which are today
subira wanu waliko okunyikiza obulungi
perspective we have gone deeper mukutegeera in understanding
we will place so what on you
the spirit of cause we are not really much on him
we can stop in it but you get the part of this
only as long as you get the part A and B will give it you
no sema by bringa we get it
if you bring the Bible very carefully
umwe wako na aliwa mwana hao
and the spirit of God is together with you
gamu ngere mwana musai
in Proverbs 1:23
wakilisho kunenya kwa katoni
you accepted the rebuke of God
as you wako moyo
and he pours the spirit on you
na kuisho tekele bika
mu try to understand his word
moyo wako tesi
in the spirit that
the
best in part A
in mwe tendelesa
it has a three levels
ne part B
and part B
ni muna yo tendelesa
to have three levels
uru probio ndani mwelele ya
yes you must praise Jesus so much
uno ngato kya shoka kusome mu wawa
this time don't just read aimlessly
wawa usomanga usomani katonda ubana
read as someone who studied with their living God
ira uri wongo ira
and you feel his speech
utegera bonje ukira ya
katonda understand well the speech of God
yes you must
praise Jesus so much
kitegera yes
is it clear praise Jesus. Me, what I want me to get enlightened. Even in the heavens which are and the earth which are. That they just separate them with the three aspects.
Yeah.
It separates them in three aspects.
We've
spoken with the religious part B. Creations of heaven and earth and their fullness. And if they too have three aspects,
there
is those which have been,
there
is those which are right now, there
is
those going to be coming. Heaven and earth which are today.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus so much.
So you have to get together
and speak what the Spirit will.
When
he speaks with us,
what is it surely looks
at Ecclesiastes 3,
verse
40,
Papa, recommend
that to 15,
Agamba word,
he says this.
Ecclesiastes
3:14.
Maniga will cut on the chapel, Chinamaka Chamberia. To what is it, which is the book to be walk? No gubadde okukisalibwako era Katonda kyeyava akikola abantu balyoke batye mu maaso ge olulyo15 ekiriwo kyamalade okubaawo n'ekyo ekigenda okubaawo kyabaawo dda.
Yes, Jesus, we praise Jesus for
that. Now that part,
when
they are talking about what is has already been there,
and
it's the same which is coming back. It's what we explained in brief.
And
what we call above the heavens, or those which were, in those which were, what we call above the heavens.
Standing
for in the beginning.
There are many things that put here.
What's going to be coming?
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
When we are
those which were, those above all the heavens,
standing for
in the beginning.
There are many things
that put here. Feel that what's going to be coming?
You do it for very dear.
What we call new heavens and new earth. That's what that past means.
In Ecclesiastes
3:14-15.
Yes, it was
praised so much.
So, now
the spirit of counsel of God can help you in it.
Now, who is it? Part A and part B.
It lands you in a part A and part B.
You
of the counsel of God. And then
he
builds you the memory of God. And you cannot just ask God knows. You don't need to know those things which are today. But you know even those which were above the heavens. And you also know those going to be coming. New heavens and new earth. And he comes bringing you in what is today, and
he shows
you what has already happened, and he shows you what's moving on, and he shows you what is going to come. And you move in the understanding of God.
It's
where the place to be buried. Here is where the spirit bases.
We
brought our memories. We demand to know what is going to come.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. But the memory is not enough. Let's see John.
Yokani sura ya 16 mstari wa 12.
John 16:12.
Ti njali wabiti okubabulira. Neto kuyinza kubikunyikiriza kankano.
Only the issue
yali. Yeah, the problem which was.
Baruwe twatuka.
They reached the time.
Yes, what that line is you put right in the mass of the
new God. Much more explained to us.
He and them were here was it.
But the memory had got to capacity.
Get you there.
And was filled.
Naye kama tumomu wale.
The same way the Holy Spirit will come.
Hagi vitu yangwa.
And things will get to be easy.
Nabala kane, nabakuni na nevi gendo.
And he will tell you things going to be coming.
So, omu yo utesa wakato.
And he works under the three aspects of the different seasons.
Trying
to see our memories brought to reach to handle that.
And don't
be there and you
worry.
How will we understand things like those?
Yes, you know what
if you believe his presence is working, he has to operate that memory. That's why John 16:13 says this. John
16:13.
And you
move. complicated that things are possible.
Yes, you have to
embrace Jesus.
So the way that promise,
you covenant the spirit wants to fulfill it.
Yeah,
he spoke like this.
Yes,
when you look at Isaiah 55, 5. Verses 6.
Paul
as he can still be found. It was to come here. Now listen. John chapter 1, verse 10. He was in this world. The world was made by him.
He
came from temporary.
Contemporary,
but knew him. Let's read Philippians 2 from verse 5.
Philippians 2 from verse 5.
Philippians 2 from verse 5.
Mwemuweleka mwa kuruweza kuli iluwa kwa li mkristo Yesu ulimi yoro mkaka oyo yasoko kuwele mtukwana mcha katunda teyaluwa za chitwe chekombe ukweka nangana na katunda ulimi yoro msangu meye kia kechitiwa kuyakwa li mwenye yomudu na amela mchipana mchama atu ulimi yoro mnani elawa yalani kila mumutido mwomudu na yetu waza nga muulizo kutuso kufa ero kufa ukoku msalaba.
Yes, he was great, Jesus.
God
came on the world
and
took off all his honors and glories.
He came on
the level of people. Isaiah 55:6, God as it can still be found. And Hosea says, those speak that God will raise us on the third day. And his appearing will shine like the dawn. That already happened.
We
read them both explain before that God came. He was on the world walking. Now the one who
reads
it seems to wait for God to come. Now in the spirit of counsel, we await for him to come in the form of the clouds. According to what told us in the Acts. Chapter 1 verse 9 to
11.
Acts
1 from verse 9.
So is the one God who was on the world.
It
was lifted and taken. And they were told this word. Acts 1 verse 10. Those are what I can give
you briefly.
Those in Matthew 24
and it tells us how his second coming will appear,
and those
prophets have come many,
and
the men have grown cold. Things moving on right now, those going to be coming.
Because
we await new heavens and new
earth.
Now those things are matter aspects, the spirit of Christ was good scriptures.
Yes, you rest.
We praise Jesus so much.
And
I'm going to briefly give you a rest. To be able to bring light of good understanding.
You
have the seal of the spirit of power.
This is your man.
Of the eye of power.
If
you open it, what you see,
and what you move on to understand.
I told you all along when you start the seven spirits,
you've
written Isaiah 11, verses 1 and 2.
And
we're looking now onto the spirit of power. Let's read and we hear. Put him there
to
uproot and to tear down.
Uproots
whatever God may have planted.
And
tears down whatever he may have built. Everything not in the counsel of God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. Pastor, the spirit of counsel. What's in the counsels of God?
The
spirit of God sees the plans then by force. Let's repeat this verse 10. The revival 1 verse 10. Yes, it was me. Don't praise Jesus for
us.
I think you hear those materials.
Moyo wa amani,
the spirit of power.
Yari kukulabikanga, afungu kukulabu.
He tries to see.
Nga kulikatunda chata simba.
Whatever God never built.
Chata kukulabu.
Which never created.
Wagamba chata simba.
Which it never built.
Chata simba.
Which never built.
Nga afungu kukulabu. Achimenya wuku itakuyo wa amani.
He tries to see. He breaks it down through the spirit of power.
Nga achisimbulula.
And he uproots it.
Nga achisimbulula.
And he tears it down.
He
destroys it. And eventually he builds those which God commanded. He builds. He builds and plants.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
But
this comes from where which he does.
But
the first spirit of counsel of the season and the times.
Part A.
In the part A,
we
saw in that which was those above all the heavens in the beginning. If you dare add in things which are not those, which are not in that which was, you speak to them as if they were in those which was. The spirit of power is there to uproot to them. The aspects of things which are
creations
of heaven and earth and their fullness. All that you have written in their truth, if you add in them,
or
you subtract and twist anything, the spirit of power, he tries to see that they are uprooted and they are torn down.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Those
going to be coming. If you dare act in them,
or
you talk in those which are spoken of, or the realities which are there, the spirit of power tries to see that the work of approving them,
and you
tear down those things.
So say you to carry,
not only that, the spirit
rules
through the work of destroying the counsel of God.
The
counsel of God.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much.
But people
in the part three is so of those which are
goodness and
fullness.
The
one aspect of those which were, which have been happening. And those which are, and those going to be coming. The Holy Book,
the Bible.
If you dare, try to act and speak things not rightful. The spirit of power,
and
basically
Jeremiah 1:10,
he speaks this word all over the entire Bible. And
says,
Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 10.
Yes,
Jesus.
ekyawulakikubwekyo
if that scripture
kiringa ekimu
it's like one scripture
naye kiwogera bayibuli yonna
but it speaks in the entire bible
ukasitaka kutanga nooteekamu katonda byatate
if you dare put one word never put there
tiyabitonda yo tebiri nayo
it did create things that not even exist
wala tiyabisimba yo tikinawo kibeera kiri
did plant them that is nowhere to be found
tiyakizimba kitutegeeza tiinawo ekitegeeza
build it it never put it anywhere
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Like
this is full of power.
Yes,
the power of proof, that's not the counsel of God.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so
much.
And the spirit of power, the one he is going to speak in Job 5:12. And he says this. Job 5:12.
Yobu isura ya kutano, Yobu ya kumi na bini.
Job 5:12.
Ata, yukweza wa giri kitani. Iwe kono jawa, nijita yuza kutuki za jivate, jivata angisi. Unye uli kumi na sato. Akua saba gizi, urukweru wa kuku. Nukutesa kwa vecheji, kumi nikira ndara.
Yes, Jesus. Praise Jesus.
Kasta, uwira na ugele vigano wei.
You hear it speak words like this.
Really wants to know who am I.
And the under spirit of power.
It
says I kills plant of the
practice.
This one
with
the will the castle of God.
And
the spirit of power comes out to fight for you.
Kills
plant of the practice.
Naataganya mikono jeno kutukuliza nivataandisi.
Therefore accept their hands will fill what they have begun.
Ira na abakwasa okwero okobindi
and he catches the schemes to themselves.
Yes, he is able to
praise Jesus so much.
So omoyo wa mani
the spirit of power
yalimo yebyo nebo ne kisu kya kiri na
the one was supposed to punish me from hell
and he called him
all the curses
imigira wuna awakana ni katu
which come to all who contend against God.
Yes, he is able to
praise Jesus so much.
Ero kusoka lutara wuna
first and foremost he wants
in
Revelation 22:18 when you hear of a word like this you get to know
that
the spirit of power has come in Revelation 22:18
kupio katonda aliongera ko kuye wani kito mukitabo kino
yes he was praise Jesus
yategeza buli muntu
he told every pastor
wanonda abayogera moyo wa ma
he speak to the spirit of power
buli muntu aliongera ku bigambo
bino kuba no act in the words of this book
tonda bayi mongere moyo wa ma
God is to act in the punishment
wani kito mukitabo kino bayi icho nanga bo kiranga
entire bible as you see
thinking that mona sinana ebintu ebyogera kabo
they try to speak and they are harsh
nabidi mwamana
and they have power
umanyira ukakato moyo
know this is full of power
ngavuna
it is accusing
yes he was
praised Jesus
thinking that yaba kurasi
the bit is shown you
we got muri muno kolachino kolachino
it's probably don't do this do that
yari bwato moyo mwamana
that's how full of power is
chino chikole
do this
chino to chikola
don't do the other
wakola chino
when you do this
usuna wa mkisa
you get a blessing
wakola chino
when you do the other
usuna chikoli
you get a pass
ya mwoyo wa ama
that's the spirit of power
ya vidi mkutesa
there is no reason about them
waka ya kutatendi mwoyo wa mkutesa ya mwoyo ya kutatendi mwoyo mkutesa
who asked the spirit of pastor if you wanted to praise of him go into the castle
wakola mwini ilia wakonyo wa mshana wa mkisa
but the scriptures and he just decides
the video kwa kutuna mtesi
no that is like fit to reason about them
ukuli tenga kama
take it that's why he said that I tell every person or I warn
tukama tenga tukia mtesa mwona mwose
that thing that you shall
reason that is what you have to get now what
and I see the punishment I give you
uwe kwa wongu ngira kuchikamba cha
after adding on my words
ikyo kuchiba mtesa
there's no compromise on that
to take it that I'm not a man to
speak with much strength and power
kundi na mwoko kujiyo
let's repeat this verse
Revelation 22:18 Obechi na wachilomuti. Omuti edabu ayongera na koku biyo. Katomunga, ayongera kuye, nigoni yogoyo. Ibi wandu kikwa mchita wachilomuti.
This
one we have a warning.
Ntira wachikubelela koma na chini kutesa.
If it happens to you, there is no compromise about that.
Ubaru woma zoku wakana kutesa koma kwa
wisi. We are content with the reasoning and of the creator.
Babu ya kukani wakuru kutesa.
Like he told us before in his castles.
Wewe kutesa.
The spirit of castles.
Ubaru yuko wakana na mwole ya.
There you can argue with the memory of God.
Yes, he was to
be with Jesus so much.
Na hivyo ya kukani wakuru kutesa koma kwa wakana kwa wakana kwa
wakana kwa wakana kwa wakana before you, life and the blessing. And it's also books, a death and a curse. And it tells you choose.
Yes, there is
praise Jesus so much.
It
means if you go into those, it never resolved.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, that
is plant or put in place. You've already chosen
a
curse and death.
This is not a window of young women on a wood.
And if you go, those who don't do this,
and you can walk some of them,
give you a blessing in life.
Who look at the Uram of the
world, take to eternal life.
Chamateko Rokuni, the Surya Satu, Yogi Rokunyam Kar.
Deuteronomy 30, verse 16.
Kubanga Kura Kiyari, you, Ukwaka Kama Katonda, Ukta Murianga Mokuoge, no way Kumanga Ebiaki. Namateka, Lady Sanguji, when you go in for Bram, when you're later, you don't come a Katunda, and you come away with some to see, joining your own kingdom.
Yes, you are
praised Jesus.
So, you know, she was taking the
world. You took your mother to this place.
You can stone a man, you see back on the other side.
You can then plant what God never planted.
You see back on the other side.
Build what he never covers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He will come to approve them.
Single now
and to tear down.
Now,
he wants you, he tells you.
If
you will add words in this book,
but
the words of the Bible,
either
they tell you
to,
and you do it.
Or
they tell you not to eat, you shouldn't do it.
It's
the spirit of power.
You
don't need to reason with God over that. On part A of the blessing, blessing and eternal life,
all
the Lord protect on that.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 1.
Yes, you praise Jesus so much.
All
of the spirit of power.
But they
has told you. Blessing and eternal life before you.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 3.
If you tell him to be happy,
the voice of the Lord your God,
to the voice of the Lord your God,
no matter what he does, he will be in his hands.
Obey his laws, commandments, and judgments.
All of his
blessings will be going with you.
You
will be blessed in the city,
Jerusalem,
that is Jerusalem of heaven. Even in the village, world where we are.
It will be ready for God to
come. Come to pass 100 in heaven. Even on the world 100.
Yes, we will
praise Jesus.
At the part B.
At the part B.
We had a day to call him.
Where he's put the curse. And death. Reaches the second day. Of the lake of fire. He tells you this.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 15.
Yes,
yes, praise Jesus. If you refuse to happen with the laws, commandments, and judgments,
so God will
refuse to happen with the voice of the Lord your God. obeys commands or laws and judgments. All these curses will be coming your way. In the city, Jerusalem of heaven, you have no portion there. You are a cursed person. Even on this world, there is no portion of good life here. Even though you eat and drink, but hell is right there waiting for you. The words of the spirit of power and grief, they move like that. Go back, ask for the stuff of those words. And then you prove you are on what side.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so much.
No, no, we're going to
and then we head on to the word.
So wow, we are with the name
of separate the sheep and the goat.
One
to be on the right hand of God.
No, but
the others to appear on the left hand of God.
I already know what we start.
Who those who are blessed
and
the eternal life
on
the right hand.
Those
who are cursed
and
the eternal death on the right left hand. Let's read it in Matthew 25 verse 40. That if they are to cast, those who cast the big stone on the left hand, and those who bless, stand on the right hand.
He speaks
in Deuteronomy 27.
Knowledge of God.
it's what we handle right now.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
So, are you ready?
Let's move on.
Let's see you.
Still on the spirit of knowledge of God.
It is the yoke of Manakatunda.
The eye of knowledge of God.
Without Yahoo, yes,
and now you take off this seal. On the scriptures of truth. And then you get that knowledge.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
So, come here.
First and foremost, God tells us for the word of destruction and it comes from lacking knowledge. People have many things they want to know.
Yes,
if they fail to know the one true God, almost they hold nothing like knowledge. But they don't have eternal life then.
That's
why it is with us in Hosea.
Hosea
4 verse 6. And he speaks this.
Kosea is only your own. Don't
Kosea 4 verse 6.
About to have the basket to Roko Kumania. Kubango Gan Yokumania, Naki Nipoganaku, Uribeko Kuwait a couple of Jaydi.
Yes, it was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
And to back upon that.
God's people, they are destroyed for lack of knowledge. This destruction. It goes right into hell and it reaches to the level of fire.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yes.
You see that the spiritual lack of knowledge,
yes,
they did study,
yes,
but the those who are learned, even these same people are studying. When you know the truth of the spirit of knowledge of God,
something
which does involve knowing the one true God,
in
the Christ Jesus is saying, not yet got the knowledge of God.
Yes, it is.
Praise Jesus.
Not reached
knowing the one true God,
in Christ
Jesus is saying,
yes, it is.
Praise Jesus.
When
he speaks with us, Job
17:3,
he speaks like this.
John 17:3.
Yes,
yes, we praise Jesus so much.
That
the word knowledge, the spirit of knowledge, what reveals,
that's what the case
what he tells us most is the eternal life.
It's
the knowledge of the one true God.
In
Christ Jesus, he says. All the rest we may be knowing there of this world.
Those
who have learned in the school of the world.
Yes, exactly. You can
never preach to know with the one true God. The Christ Jesus is
saying.
As the three appear to be one.
But
the spirit of the Lord will pass so. Eternal life truly, you will not have it. Almost you will have nothing like knowledge.
For
many of those who are landing in the world, right now they are within a hell. Yet they had no knowledge.
So if you have
all words of knowledge, the spirit of knowledge which he brings,
know
the one true God, the Father,
the Christ is,
and the Christ of Jesus is said.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
To
that's why a person can be of this world. And they said they were revealed.
It's
the only God, the one, not the one true God, the Father in heaven.
And
the Christ Jesus is said.
They
don't get God in the revelation of a single thing of this world.
They
have not been revealed even of a single thing.
Even
when they claim, no, they don't know of it.
Although
they want to just know about an insect,
they don't
know that it's on the body of Christ.
They
don't know about God revealed.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Revelation.
According
to Proverbs 28, verses
18.
Proverbs 28, verse 18.
Awatali kuulisibwa abantu bazikirira naye akwata amateeka alina omukisa.
Is to get the knowledge. The Bible says, my people, and this word for lack of knowledge.
I think it out that
it still says,
Proverbs 28:18,
without a vision, people are destroyed.
So,
someone is not revealed. Needed.
Come,
let's get back to God.
Who
is the one who told us?
And these all appear. And he will heal us. Not just us from the garden. It's still possible to get back to him. Chased us from his garden. Paul punched us to walk with
once when you were
under the sun.
But
he calls us to get back to him.
Issue
given to us to get back to God.
And
on the third day, he raises us. Encourages us to move on to knowing him. He speaks this.
Yes, he has raised Jesus.
He has raised us. This salvation we are in.
Ask
more people to be saved. Preaching and knowing all truth.
He
says, when you get raised up,
you are
talking to knowing God.
Yes, he has
raised Jesus.
Why?
That's all scriptures in the Bible.
The
root of knowledge is the depth I see. We understand all things. The one true God. Christ Jesus. Don't worship any other God besides him.
You
are Christ Jesus,
and
our Father in heaven. And the one revealed to us,
the
Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of the Father.
Speaks
in verse 6 and 7.
Hosea
6.
Hosea
6, verse
6. Loko manya katunda ukusinge niwe waye yokewa.
Yes, he was praised Jesus.
Ayagare kisa.
The last master.
So she said that.
Not sacrifice.
Loko manya katunda.
And not God.
Ukusinge niwe waye yokewa.
Than burnt offerings.
Abantu basomi basomi.
Many people have studied.
Abantu wose kubafu kumanya.
And they took the good knowledge.
Nebna kuwoko manya katunda.
But friend, the spirit of knowing God.
Ubantu bas.
Tamara gara kitabu. The people is still very rare.
Jesus
reached not the one true God.
And
remember Christ, Jesus is saying that takes a
level.
The Bible is not all those words. And the spirit of knowledge.
One way
for us to ask much not the one true God.
And
the Christ, Jesus is
saying.
It's the Holy Spirit himself.
Brushed
off the spirit of knowledge. It to emphasize us not the one true God, our Father in heaven, Christ Jesus is
saying.
Eternal life away,
and
we are still on this world.
No woman could
that we walk hold the revelation. Most people say they have a revelation.
Until
they have got the spirit of knowledge.
And
yet the knowing of the one true God and the Christ Jesus is
saying,
they cannot say that they have a revelation.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so
much.
Yes, because God tell us seek him
and
be searching in all our hearts. These are scriptures and the spirit of knowledge.
Let's
read Proverbs 8:17.
Proverbs 8:17.
Yes, he
was raised Jesus.
The
last ones love him. Those who diligently seek him, they will see him.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus. Everybody says it's not far from each one of us.
Means
we have to hold and get the spirit of knowledge. The one can prove us what is in heaven and earth. They are in Christ Jesus. Those above the heavens,
the
new heavens and new earth, they are in the
Father.
They
have
nothing else to worship.
No,
any other good to People Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they have the to wash it.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Hear
him tell us in Jeremiah
29.
His path is cut off.
When
he see we search him with all our hearts.
Wait
for it. That's where he moves on and he says,
If you want to stay there,
If you want to see new heavens and new earth,
you
must take away heavens and earth which are.
Now, to our Waka Waka, or one way or one
Yes,
Jesus. Praise Jesus.
And
the Father himself sends us from the powers of darkness
and
gives us the kingdom of his beloved Son, where we have the redemption. The kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of ignorance, the kingdom of the devil, not knowing the one true God,
in Christ
Jesus is saved. Right now, we who are saved, enter the kingdom of light. Right now, the one true God, with Christ and his greatness,
we know
Christ Jesus, the Word of God,
who
he said for us, and the two things in heaven and earth, and we are in him.
Colossians 1:14.
The Father is the gardener. Christ is the true vine.
That is when
that's the best
appear.
The Holy Spirit. The one who shows us how we got us from Him. Out of us made branches. We shall see the creations. The heavens and earth. They walked within Him. They came from Him. That's why He's even small. As it's not equal to the Father. Out of Him were gotten different creations. I don't know whether you've seen that clear. Christ would have been the same like you see the face of the Father. And would have reached that side. And you would have been equal to the Father. We are gotten from Him. Christ is the one who appeared. Which appeared to have made up heavens and earth. Reaching the third heaven.
Yes, because you
praise Jesus so much.
So, wait for you.
Now, that is how it is.
You can't destroy your movie later, no? Don't you look sad?
John 15, verse 3.
My Kakano, who must go to Baba Long of you, which come to Chibagani. Mubele mwuzi nange mwuzi ngete wita niza kumwala nebaga liyoka mwita vena mwuzi mbibu wetu chonamu temuji niza mwemuta vena mwuzi mwini ulo kutama ze mwuzi mbibu mwe matani habela mwuzi nange mwye oyu habale yiba na minji kubanga watani nzi temuli kucho mwuzi kukula.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
All
the creation in heavens and earth.
What are you praising Jesus to come up
without Christ Jesus our Master?
Chikamu chana.
The Word of God.
What are you going to do?
Nothing we can do.
So, Mungu afunye ukumanya kwa katona.
Must be called the knowledge of God.
Ila kikuwa kusiru.
We speak of the seal.
Na afunye ukumanya.
And you get the knowledge.
Atondo mwa mazimu.
The one true God.
Ne Christ
Jesus. When Christ Jesus is sent.
Amaniza Christo.
They will know Christ.
Ya, take it there. Take it there.
See the one who realizes things in heaven and earth are within Him.
Irana matabiki.
And there are their branches.
Fenana kubutufuwe the power
we have from His fullness we were given.
Ejika hape.
That word.
Titu kiliza yukana. Kujinanya.
Fulfills John 14.
Kujinyoruami.
Verse 20.
Na yukira wati.
He speaks this.
Yukane sule yeku minyia. Na ujinyoruami.
John 14, 20.
Kuluna kuru. Muli tegera mu. Nga zendi mchitande.
Yes, it was
praise Jesus. From the day like today, we can understand it.
The Christ is
Christ Jesus.
According
to the heavens and earth which are today, He is the Father.
And
the Father makes up above all the heavens. The new heavens and the new earth.
To
be known,
the Christ is
the Father,
and
we too are in Christ.
And
He is in us.
How?
We are quoting from Him.
For
His fullness we are given. The word which is far. But we have understood it.
You
have the spirit of knowledge. People in the world not many hold knowledge. When
you
hear this, the new generation,
we know
with the full knowledge of God and His glory, it's the ministry of God to get that generation. People which know the one true God, Christ Jesus is saying, based on what the Holy Spirit reveals, based on the Holy Book, Bible as in heaven, as was given us of this world. This time is part of the care of heaven. My journey and your journey.
So
the journey of God existed before us. We existing now.
And
the Lord is going to be coming. To bring a book of remembrance to all nations. To deposit them, to be put in the mindset of God. And to hold and have a memory like of God.
Because
you did not not things just as they are.
Yes,
we
must
embrace Jesus.
So if that is what we can say,
we will reach that level. Already answered Matthew. Matthew 11:25-30. No one has known the Son before, except the Father. No one knows the Father, except the Son.
Absolutely.
Let's read and hear.
Matthew 11:25.
Our Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit was in him. He said, thank you, Father. And he said, what to give them to the wise of the world, and to reveal them to young children. When the Lord Jesus was explaining, when the Holy Spirit spoke, he said this. Matthew 11:27.
Ebintu byonna byakwasibwa kitaawe. So tewali muntu amanyi mwana wabula kitaawe. So tewali muntu amanyi kitaawe wabula omwana. Na buli muntu omwana gw'ayagala okumubikkulira.
Yes, Jesus, praise Jesus so much.
Bulijjo
all of the two we never knew them.
Kitaffenna omwana abuga.
And the Father knows the Son.
And
the Father knows the Son.
That we
have things in heaven and earth.
I think I no man to value.
Even the Son knows it.
That is the
one making about the heavens.
The new heaven and the new earth
where it's found.
They don't
want with the Holy Spirit.
Born
is as the same spirits
are. And
it comes from right above the heavens.
And it
passes through heavens and earth each other day.
To
reach the plant where we are.
Reveals
us all those things. The brightness and the unbrightness.
omukono ne wakubadde nga kwegatta n'omukono talibuna kubonerezebwa. Onyolo mukaga okusaasira n'amazima gye birongoosa obutali butuukirivu era okutya mukama kwe kutya abantu mu bubi.
Yes, Jesus. Praise Jesus. You know, the fear of God
protects
you from unrighteousness, all the evil things.
So, and
you see the scriptures,
if you go down to the fear of God,
until you stop doing this, when you do it, destruction,
the
lake
of fire,
you know what is the spirit of fear of God. Many of them in the
Bible.
In fact, now we've covered all the Bible. Pass through the seven spirits of God. We check off the seals. There is no scriptures of truth. The Holy Spirit warned us
when
he blessed the spirit of fear of God. In Psalms chapter 2, verses 12.
Zaburi esuri yokubiri n'oluyimba 12.
Psalms 2 verses 12.
Munywegere omwana alimu okusunguwala nammwe ne mubula mukubo. Zaburi esuri yokubiri n'oluyimba 19 nti olibimenya n'omuggo ogw'ekyuma, olibyasaayasa ng'entamu ey'obubungi. Oluyimba 10. Kale kaakano mubeere n'amagezi mwe bakabaka, muyige mwe abasala omusango gw'ensi. Muweereze Mukama n'okutya era musanyuke n'okukankana. Munywegere omwana aleme okusunguwala nammwe ne mubula mukulu.
When they refuse to fear God.
Daniel,
Daniel,
Daniel, 7:10.
Show us a river of fire.
So you know, when we walk to Mukama,
the spirit of fear of God, he spots them. Clothes the sun like a garment. You cannot run from him. God bless you.
We will be
thank you for coming.